Ghana's educational training institutions have been churning out thousands of graduates for the job market. However, there are no jobs to readily absorb these graduates. The teeming unemployed youth and their frustration seek employment from job recruitment agencies, resulting in some of them falling victims to the recruitment agencies. The Assistant Chief Labour Officer of the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare, Eugene Colley, said the legal regime that recognizes the operations of private employment agencies require that they register with the Registrar General.
The legal regime clearly recognizes the operation of private employment agencies and by law under the Labour Act 2003, Act 651, they have to be registered. And before the registration actually takes place, they must actually be recognized as a body corporate, a register with the Registrar General's Department. And then we issued them with a certificate to operate as a private employment agency. In fact, for you to know whether the enterprise is genuinely registered and is operating within the ambit of the law, you need to ascertain the certificate issued from the Labor Department, and for that, the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare. We have issued them with a certificate to operate. And to start the genuity of the entity, we need to find out the certificate.
So are you able to tell us the number of agencies operating there at the moment?
So far, we have an application for about 145, if my memory could serve me right. And then we have certified 85 of them. And they are mostly located in the capital.
So what happens after issuing them with a certificate?
We expect you to feed us with your activities every quarter, and it is the only condition under which your certificate could be revoked. If within the quarter, after the lapse of a quarter, your certificate is not submitted to the Ministry of Employment and Social Welfare, for that reason, the Labour Department, the Minister can actually revoke your certificate and you will cease operation.
And when you demand that activities be submitted to your outfit, what exactly are you looking out for?
We're looking out for the number of registered applicants, those will be able to place in employment. In fact, the law requires you to take a client fee. But in fact, with that aspect, it's a grey area. It doesn't actually set the target out to how much it should be. However, it provides that within the period of 3 months, if you are not able to place the person in any gainful employment, you will need to refund 50% of the money charged as client fee to the prospective job seeker.
For his part, labor consultant Austin Game said since job recruitment agencies will have to employ a number of personnel to be able to run their agencies effectively, it is fair for them to charge a fee for their consultant services.
The point is that these are established organizations and it's a private sector. They might have an office. They might have one or two people who assist them. They might have access to computers, and maybe they have a secretary in the office. They might be paying utilities and engaging in diversity of activities, and therefore they will need funds to be able to operationalize their activities. And therefore, just like any other consultant you go to, and if they so desire, that as part of their process you have to pay a commitment fee to show your commitment and seriousness to the whole process, and definitely there will have to be some form of commitment fee as to the level. That is what will be determined by the individual organization. But I think it's a fair thing for them to charge some form of commitment fee.
Labour consultant Austin Game.